Hello.
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from the National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you proudly not vote?
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you.
I'm sorry. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Probably vote. Thank you. And just to make sure that we have everyone, every age, may I have your age, please? If you don't mind saying it.
26.
I'm sorry?
26.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we represent everyone, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may say the number between 0 and 10. I know what you give.
9.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Independent, something else. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? It's not right or wrong, you know, how you feel.
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And what specifically makes you say that? I have to write it down, so be specific about why you're dissatisfied. Just one thing. The what?
Just give me a second. I gotta know how to word this.
Oh, okay. No problem. I apologize. Go ahead.
That's fine. I guess just like the amount of like anti-LGBTQ plus like stuff that's being passed currently is really making me just uncomfortable and not feel like safe in this country anymore.
You don't feel safe in the country anymore. It's like sort of violence I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's more like how some laws are being passed that are targeting marginalized groups in this country, and it's making me personally just like feel like it's not good for anyone.
Okay.
Just makes you feel a lot less safe here.
It makes you feel what?
It makes the country feel less safe.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional elections? I just need two choices. I'm going to read you a list. Just pick two. Protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, immigration and border security, improving K-12 public schools education, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. I just need two. I want to read them again.
You have to give me a second on that. No, you have to give me a second on that.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
What's the most important?
You want me to read them again?
No, I know. I just... There's quite a bit, you know.
I know. I'm sure. But we just want to... The one that you feel that are more important, you know, to you. Because it's your opinion that we're asking, you know. Not what everyone else thinks. Just how you feel.
I would say police reform, making it so that, you know, there's less racial discrimination and police are held accountable, and then...
Okay. What else, besides that,
you said that you... Reproductive rights, I guess. Like, that kind of, like, it's...
Okay, because you were mentioning that you didn't feel safe too much in the country, so I have here protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, immigration and border security, climate change and environmental issues, inflation and the economy. Anything like that rings a bell to you that you think is important to you?
I like the police being held accountable thing is good because it makes sure that cops can't, like, get away with doing, like, a lot of fucked up shit like they have in the past. And then
okay, thank you.
Democracies and freedoms is something I feel like should be, like, to make sure people have the right to just kind of exist in this country if they're not hurting anyone.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove what the United States Supreme Court is doing? You know, with all the controversial things that's happening.
That's a strongly disapprove.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'd say worse. Yeah, I feel like they're getting worse.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse about race relations in America?
I think they're getting worse.
Thank you. And how often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Often.
Thank you. And how often would you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. Would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Huh. This is me personally, how I feel about that.
Yes, ma'am. It's just your opinion. Yes, ma'am. It's just you, not everyone else. It's how you feel. It's, you know, everything is, we just are concentrating on people's opinions. You know, it's how you feel. What makes you feel like that, you know? If you don't feel like So would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country? Or the same?
Fewer.
You have more rights?
No.
No. Okay. The same? Somewhat fewer? A lot fewer?
A lot fewer.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. We'll move on. The Democratic Party, how do you feel between 0 to 100?
25.
I'm sorry?
Like a 25.
Thank you. How about Taylor Swift?
Like a 60.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
Can I go negative?
No, I guess 0 to 100.
Zero.
Well, unfortunately, no, we don't have negative. But just 0 to 100.
Yeah, well, we'll go to zero there then.
Okay, thank you. How about the NAACP?
I know what that is. My brain's just not working right now.
How do you feel about from 0 to 100 about the NAACP? NAACP.
It's like a 50.
Thank you.
I know what they are. My brain is like blanking right now. I'm sorry.
It's a national, I forget what it is, but it's like a movement, rights, you know, that it came about sometime in the 50s or 60s. How about Joe Biden? How do you feel about him?
It's like a 30.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
That's a 0.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Like 25.
Thank you. And what about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
What exactly are they? I want to make sure I'm not
It says the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. It's like the NAACP, but it's more, I believe, I'm not, don't quote me on that, but I'm not sure myself, but I believe they're talking about, you know, the civil rights and human rights. The Leadership
Anyone who's like trying to protect human rights and stuff like that, I'm feeling good about.
So what number would you give me between 0 and 100?
Like a 90.
Thank you. Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, an independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
I don't think I've ever heard of Cornel West.
He's an independent. That's probably why you haven't heard from him. The two major parties are Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, because I don't know about Cornel West, I'll do research on him and learn about him now that you brought him up. But I'd probably go for Biden at that point because I don't want to vote someone I don't know the policies of.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? It's very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Very worried.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And what about racism against black people is a big problem in today's society? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree strongly with that.
Thank you. And what about we are sacrificing too much for our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
It's strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm sorry, what did you say? I missed the first part.
Minorities, you know, people...
Minorities.
Minorities, yes, have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree?
They have or don't have?
I'm sorry?
Did you say have or don't have?
Have the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree strongly.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. That's statement A. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books. Both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you find that you agree with more?
I agree with the second statement more.
B? Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree. This is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree, and a 0 means that you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Religious freedom. 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
0 means means that you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. And 10 means that it's being threatened and undermined. And 5 means that I somewhat agree.
That's complicated.
Yeah, I know. It's a little complicated. Let me read it to you back again, okay? I'm going to read you a list.
I know what you said.
Okay.
It's just the answer that is complicated because I think that some religious freedoms are being compromised, but not for all, like, practicing religions, only for...
Well, that's why they have numbers between 0 and 10. 5 means somewhat agree. It is being threatened or undermined. So you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I'll go with a 6.
Okay, thank you. Traditional family values.
Zero.
Thank you. Secure borders.
Zero.
Thank you. Quality care through 12 education.
That's a 9. Yeah, I feel like that's a 9.
Thank you. How about a fair and equitable court system?
That's 10.
I'm sorry?
That's a 10. I feel like
thank
it's
you.
Really strongly undermined. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
the 10
you.
Is strongly undermined, right?
Yes, yes, man. You strongly agree it's being threatened or undermined, yes. And a strong military.
Zero.
Thank you. Excuse me. Free and fair elections.
Eight.
Thank you. Affordable health care.
10.
Thank you. Okay, and now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please grade each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 is how you strongly agree with this statement, a 5 is how you somewhat agree with that statement, and a 0 is how you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10. Thank you.
I'm the 10 on that.
Well, thank you. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states, while your own rights may not be at risk yet. This is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm going to stick with the 9.
Thank you. That's exactly what it was. You got it. Switching gears a little bit. This, the last questions are just for statistical purposes only. We're almost done. We are 92%. We only got a few questions left. What was the last grade that you completed?
12.
I'm sorry?
Last grade, you said?
The last grade, yeah. High school graduate, college?
High school graduate.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you. Would you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban?
Suburban? You live in the suburb?
Not really the suburbs, not quite the city.
Is it urban? Is it in the city?
No, I said it's closer to suburbs than city.
Okay, thank you.
So the suburbs.
Okay. Do you identify as a member... Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Thank you. And now we're done. Thank you so much. You've been great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The rest of your night.
Thank you. You
thank
as well.
You. Thank you. Take care. Yeah. Take care.